So, yeah, we had left off introducing the Chakira about whether Yibam was Eishes Ach for Yibam as Hutra Dechuya, right? This is unlike this again, right? Remember from Davcha. If you're talking about a Kohen and a Grusha or something, that's clearly, that's the Chuya for Yiba. And that's why the Gemara says only, you know, be Rishon is Mutter and the Chadal even goes around that. But what about Eishes Ach for Yiba? So is Eishes Ach for Yiba the Chuya or Hutra? And then we ask, what do you mean by Hutra? The Chuya meaning, if absolutely necessary, there's no way out. Or Hutra meaning, yeah, if you're doing the mitzvah, it's okay, even if you could have found a way out. Or then we ask Hutra mitzvah. Or her tribe nefila. Whenever you're doing the mitzvah, it's okay or not. Once there's an afila, once she dies and she needs yibam, then the Ezra Neshazach is mufka and it has nothing to do with whether you're doing a mitzvah or not. I mean, usually you'll be doing a mitzvah. What are some of the Tosos is a little hard. There's a few different formulations about this. If you look at the Tosos Yeshanim, just in terms of Kutra Dechuya, Tosfos Yeshanim and Chesem and Beis, Os Aleph, who's asking, how do we know? The Gemara seems to know for sure that, like, if the guy is miyavein, he doesn't have to get divorced right away. He can live with, stay married to her as long as he wants. How do we know? If the mitzvah is only bir rishona, then maybe every miyavein has to get divorced right away. So Tosfos Yeshanim, at least on the side, says, the Yodosh Lomar, Shiny Hassam, he says, a Kohen to a Grusha. If he does Yibam on the Daraisa level, there's only Mutter and Bir Rishona. So that's the mitzvah. Then there's no more Dechiyah. How do we know a regular Yibam is Mutter to live with her for 100 years? So he says, Odi Yishlom Hashani Hasim, Bir Rishona Lo Shari Rekal Di Dechiyah Salat. Yeah, when it comes to Yibam of a Kohen, that's regular Seidoch Losasa. There's no special place in the Torah it says a Kohen's a lot of Miyam and Grusha. It's regular Seidoch Losasa, and that's only Dechiyah. So through Dechiyah, obviously, it's only that one mitzvah that's necessary, no more. Aval Hacha to be Rishona is the Heter Gomer. But when it comes to Yibam Be'eshes Ach, that's Heter Gomer. The Torah specifically says that an Eshes Ach is fine for Yibam. Then it's Mistaber that the Torah didn't mean to get divorced right away. The Torah tells you something, but Heter Gomer. But he uses the contrast here in Tosfos Yeshanim that Kohen Gadol Balmanam and Eirasin and Kohen Begrusha and all Chayvei Lav and Chayvei Lavim. Great, for Yibam, that's Dechiyah. That's Dechuya. But Eishes Ach, he says, is Hutra. So he's clearly saying that Eishes Ach is Hutra. Tosos, in a few places, sounds a little, as opposed to Yishanim, are Tosos. I mean, every place is a little different, but the problem with Tosos is it's very hard sometimes to put all the Tosos together, and you're not sure if you should even try to. But Tosos does mention Dechuya in a few places. I'll just mention two. Nun Dalet Amud Beis, the top Tosos. He says it's just like a throwaway line. Ella Ramos Lagram Shasur Chai Bailu not Minolan. He says that the Chaim the Shai Yachman Acher Misa in Svar Lomer Da Sur Chai Bailu. The Lomestav Shei Ba Kalsam Lomer Da Asi Asay Vedoch Losashi Shishbon Kares Ilav De Muchach Kar Behedya. He says he has some Havmina maybe Taka. You know, Eishes Ach should always be Mutter. Even if she's divorced, let's say, even not in the case of Yibam, so it says, why is that? Ham? He says, it wasn't a stabber to think that Asay is Dochel Osasri Sheish Bakaris. Meaning, maybe we would have thought it was like some bigger, like that Eishazach isn't really Usser. Because it's not so great a Svara. If we have to, we'll say, but not so great a Svara to say that Asay is Dochel Osasri Sheish Bakaris. But here Tosa discusses Eishazach in terms of he used the lashon of dechuya. Now, what's unclear in this Tosfos is this is all sort of within a havmina of a havmina. So it's not clear whether he meant this maskan or not. But Tosfos, at least on some level, is imagining that how does he formulate yibam be'eshes ach? Asei dochel osasa sheish bakaris. That is a very dechuya-like formulation. And similarly, yeah. No, that's lashon of the gemara in the havmina and gimel. You mean gimel and beis and on.
Yeah, but in the end, that's rejected, right? I say, isn't the Chulos Asu Yishish Bakaris? Right? So why is even Motivations Ach? Maybe because it's Hutra. And likewise, Tosfos and Kimmel and Beis, and we'll get to this soon enough, Tosfos asked the question, in the bottom of Kimmel and Beis, how come, it's just a very involved Tosfos, this question is, V'im Tomar, Amayla Yofina Delitchem Asei Deivom. Why don't we learn that Asei is Dochel of Sasa Yishish Bakaris from Yibam? Right? The Dochel of Sasa Yishish Bakaris from Yibam. His question is again, Asei Dochel of Sasa. This is the regular rule of Asei Dochel of Sasa that Yibam is Dochel of Sasa. Then his answer is a little unclear. His answer is, because like Yibam always involves Yishish Bakaris, so that's different. So we don't know. This is the answer to that. Yeah, this is not Seidoch Losasa, but it's a different case, a special case about Seidoch Losasa. Or maybe say in the end, this is really Hutra, because like every Yibam is Eishasach. So that's not just a Chia. The Torah just meant that it's Mutter. But clearly, at the very least, in the Havamina, on Gimel Amid Beis and Nundal Amid Beis, and some of the Chronim point this out, Tosfos seems to assume that Eishasach is Dechuya. So if we ask Yibam, right? The Eishasach, every Yibam is an Isser Eishasach. So is it Dechuya versus Hutra? So here, at the very least, you have Tosfos Gimel and Beis, in the beginning at least, assumes, yeah, this is Asei Dochelos Asu Yishish Bakaris. Maybe this should be a model for everything. And in Nudal and Beis says, it's Asei Dochelos Asu Yishish Bakaris. I don't normally behold Asei is not Dochelos Asu Yishish Bakaris. Maybe in this case, Asei is Dochelos Asu Yishish Bakaris, as opposed to the Tosfos Yishonim on the Chesam and Beis, who says, no, a Kohen is Miyab Miz Grusha, sister-in-law, that's Dechuya. But Eishasach, that's not Dechuya, that's Hutra. Eishasach is Hutra, the Torah said, Eishasach is Mutra, B'makom Yibam. So here we have these different formulations in terms of Hutra and Dechuya. But of course, what I mentioned last time, I believe, the Ramban also, in the Torah Sa'adam, right? The Torah Sa'adam is interesting. You might have thought he discussed Yibam and Torah Sa'adam because it's all a book about death. So maybe he discussed Yibam, but that's not where it comes in. He's discussing Thomas Kohen, and then I got Urcha, Thomas Kohen, that they're allowed to be Tommy for Krovim, for Mesa Mitzvah, etc., which also gives up Hutra Dechuya. The Omach looks Rashi and Tosus about Mesa Mitzvah, to Hutra Dechuya, and Brach the Chacham and Aleph. I got Urcha, he comes on to Yibam. And he says, Yibam, for sure, that's Hutra, that's not the Chuya. And I think most Rishonim are clearly of the opinion that Yibam, that's not regular Seidoch Losase. Yibam is Hutra. Yibam is Hutra. That's not Usur Bichlav. What I left off last time pointing out is that perhaps the most interesting question, which is where the Akhruna really pick up on, is it Hutra or Dechuya, especially since the main here approach is clearly Hutra. Even Dechuya, you find a few lines of Rishonim here and there that like use a Lashon or sound like Dechuya, but it's not even clear you can pin any Rishonim down and say, like you can prove that anyone holds Dechuya. I know there's some lines in Tosfosim, but all those lines are like questions or Havminas of the Gemara, and it's not so clear the Maskana. If we assume that it's more likely to be Hutra, then the really interesting question is, right, what kind of Hutra? Right, this is Hutra, right, the mitzvah, or Hutra benefila. Right, within Hutra, right, again, just to review, Dechuya, the normal working definition we have for Dechuya, based on the Gemara differentiates Dechuya and Hutra and Yoma and all the parallel sugyas, Dechuya means when there's no way out and it's absolutely necessary, the mitzvah is dochel aveira, like if there's no eifel kanshneim, there's no one else, no eitzah you have to get around it. Hutra means even if you could get around it, if you're doing the mitzvah, then it's mutzer to do the aveira, because this aveira is mutzer if you're doing a mitzvah. You know, Hashem didn't mean to ask for this aveira if you're doing it for a mitzvah. But in Yibam, you might go further than that. Is it that the mitzvah of Yibam is Hutra? I mean, as long as I'm doing a mitzvah Yibam, even if I could have done a mitzvah Yibam without the aveira, if I'm doing a mitzvah Yibam, then there's no aveira of Eishasach. There's no aveira of Eishasach when I'm doing Yibam. Hashem never meant to ask for Eishasach when I'm doing Yibam. That's Hutra l'mitzvah. Or would you go even further and say, Hutra b'nefila? Not just when there is a mitzvah. Not just when I'm doing a mitzvah. Whenever there even starts the parsha of the mitzvah. Basically, when a woman becomes a yavama, her husband dies without kids, and there's no eilonis or sris or tzaris erva or other things that would keep her from having nefila yibum. Nefila yibum is the phrase that it's a gemara phrase, and the Rishonim Achronim also use it for like when you start having a zikul yibum. As soon as you're in the parsha of yibum, you lose the iser of eishes ah. Hashem never meant to say iser of eishes ah on anyone who's in the parsha of yibum. Now, regardless whether you do the mitzvah or you don't do the mitzvah, you know, once you're in the parsha of yibum, that's not what eishes ah meant. Eishes ah meant people who aren't in the parsha of yibum. That's hutra benefila. And we pointed out that the Rambam said that Abba Shaul was b'chuya, but the Rambam says the Chachamim were hutra benefila. I pointed out that to you, that's what it sounded like in the Shut, and very clearly the Rambam in Yibam Aleph Yubayz, where he goes so far as to say, I mean, this is not his Chiddush, he says, what if, let's say, I already did Yibam, right? Say there are three brothers and three wives. One of them already did Yibam to one wife. So there's no more mitzvah. But that's okay if one of the other brothers sleeps with one of the other wives. Then there's still no Eishasach. Because once there was an Afila, Eishasach disappeared. Or if I did Chalitza, right? One of the brothers did Chalitza to one of the wives. Then if he goes back and marries her, or he marries a different wife, or a different brother marries her, or a different wife, doesn't matter, any of the brothers and any of the wives, once there's an Afila, Yibam disappeared. That's the Lush of the Rambam in Hilchos Yibam. Vachalitza Aleph Yudeis, he couldn't have been more clear if he tried. Actually, he did always try to be as clear as he could, since the Rambam. But he's very, very clear about it, that the Rambam says, he says, Shemeacher Shemeis Achiv Blovlad Nistalik Iser Erva Me'al Kol Noshav. That's it. Once he died without kids, there's no Iser Veishas Ach on any of the wives or any of the brothers. It's gone. And Pardo pointed out to me that the Rambam says the exact same thing in Hilchos Yisurei B at the beginning of Perek Beis. He says, you want to know what all the Arayas are? He gives a list of Arayas. Eishas Aviv, Eishas Beno, Eishas, meaning the Arayas based on who someone's married to. Eishas Achiv, Eishas Achi Aviv. They're all Arbat and Erev, a lovely Olam, Be'im, Eishas, Be'im, Yisurim, Be'im, Yisurim, Be'im, Yisurim, Be'im, Yisurim, Be'im, Yisurim, Be'im, Yisurim, Chutz, Me'i, Eishas Achiv, Shalohin, Yech, Ben. All of these wives of my relatives are Arayos, except for the wife of my brother who died without kids. He doesn't say anything about doing the mitzvah of Yibam here. I mean, obviously it's not coincidence, right? But he doesn't say, unless I'm doing the mitzvah. She's an Erva, but when I'm doing the mitzvah, she's not an Erva. He said, no. Once a brother dies without kids, then his wife is not an Erva, because the Nefilah Yibam is Mater the Iser Erva. So this is the Shita of the Rambam himself, meaning, right? The Rambam holds like the Chachamim of Abba Shaul, that it's Hutra, and it's not just Hutra when you're doing the mitzvah. It's like, no. It's not an Arayus. If the brother dies without kids, it's not an Arayus. It doesn't matter if you're doing a mitzvah or not doing a mitzvah. Obviously, what the Torah had in mind is that there's Shaychos of a mitzvah, but once there's the Shaychos of a mitzvah, then she's no longer Eishas Ach. That is the, seems to be pretty clearly, the Shita of the Rambam, as opposed to right, this is classically, like if you had to put names on this, who holds what? So the Rambam holds Hutra b'Nefila. The Yad Rama also seems to say this in Sanhedrin. He says clearly, it's not the Chuyot Hutra, right? He says, Tishani Yisr Eishas Hach, Tekika Midchid Mokim Yivam, Lam Yishum Da Asi Asei V'Dach Lo Sasa V'Midchid. This is not Asei Doch Lo Sasa. El Mishum Dechim Lo Mashkaf Yivim El Gavei Yishas Hach. Since all Yibam involves Eishas Ach, right? By definition, Yibam involves Eishas Ach, says, Shamas, Mimel Shamas, Lo Asrach, Man Eishas Ach, Elo Shalob Makam Yibam. Torah only asked Eishas Ach, Shalob Makam Yibam. Don Hechad Yeshul Zara, like if he has kids. Hechad, the maze below Zara, Lo Asra Torah. But if he died without kids, the Torah never asked. Bam Tohach, you show you if you will be a Shni. And that's why it's mutter for this guy, even though the mitzvah was only do one Mia. Much of him to continue to be married and to be vol as Yibama. He says, when the guy dies without kids, there's no Iser Eishes Ach. It sounds also like, not quite as clear as the Rambam, but it sounds also like Hutra
b'nefila. But the classic manda amar hutra b'nefila is definitely the Rambam, and the classic manda amar who disagrees with that is definitely Rashi, because Rashi has a great chiddush on daf and beis and aleph. It's a total lack of urcha. Rashi's trying to explain the din called. What din is Rashi explaining? Din of when you give your Yavama a ring and say Arayat Mekudeshesli, what do we call that? Mamar, right? We call it Mamar. And Mamar is only Midrabanan. Right? Midaraisa Yavama Yavolaha, Midrabanan, you know, just like, again, I don't know historically if it was the same, I mean, historically it seems to be not, but just like, you know, in the time of the Amoraim, they said, Kiddushibiya, you know, it works Midaraisa, but it's not so tzanua. So better, it's a little pastish, so don't do Kiddushibiya. Do Kesav and Shtar, and then, you know, do Biya afterwards. So likewise, in game Biya, it was a little pastish to, you know, even though we understand the theme of Hakam Hashem makes a lot of sense that the Torah says Dafka Biya is what's important here, but it's still a little pastish. So therefore they said, okay, so do a Kiddushi Kesav or Shtar first, that's called Maimer, and it's, we pass them as Midrabanan. Right? They still holds pretty clearly it's Midrabanan. So Rashi says, why is it Midrabanan? Rashi says, after all, right, why isn't Mamar Chal Midoraisa? Anytime I give a woman a ring and say Arayim Kadeshli, that's Chal Midoraisa. Meaning, Kenech, it's not a mitzvah of Yiba, Rashi's saying. I understand the mitzvah of Yiba means Vamavo, Aleha, Kedushay Kesem, and Shtar, not a mitzvah of Yiba. But why shouldn't it be Chal? Right? So what most people would answer this question is, why is it not Chal? Gezeres HaKosov, that you have to do Bia and not Kedushin or not Kesem or Shtar. But Rashi doesn't say that way. Rashi says, why isn't it chal? Meaning, she's no worse than a regular girl on the street. If I do Kiddushi Kesav or Shtar, it's chal. So Rashi says, she is worse. Right? Rashi said, V'yamali is kachli mamar yibmin v'afa gav v'yav lamidi la Kiddushi gemurim hem Kiddushi Torah. Why? She ain't Kiddushi tofsin v'eshazach. Ah, she's arayos to me. She's eshazach. Kiddushi aren't tofsin in arayos. V'ator lo t'yirata lo soski shenachos elu k'seder ha-mitzvah v'yo t'kaz v'rachmanan. The Torah wasn't matter her to me lagamre. Torah didn't say, now she's not an Erva, she's a regular girl on the street. No, the Torah was matter yavama yavama leha. So if I do bia, that's mutter. But, and not that it's usher to kedusha kesav shtar, because never usher to give someone a ring. It's just midaraisa, it's a matan of yalma. But what he means is that when I'm giving her a ring and doing kedusha kesef, she's a rayos to me. Of course, kedushin aren't tofes by a rayos. Only when I'm doing the mitzvah, then she's not a rayas. But until I do, 5 minutes before I do the mitzvah, when I try to be kosher, she's a rayas. So Rashi clearly disagrees with the Rambam. Says, no, the nefila didn't take away eshesach. What do you mean? I'm just doing a maimer and she's eshesach to me, and that's why it's not tofes into raisa. So Rashi clearly holds, here is Rambam. Rashi clearly holds, that Rashi clearly holds that no, we don't know exactly if he holds Hutra or he holds Oriel Bechuya. One thing he definitely holds is that no, the Nefila is not Matar, the Mitzvah is Matar. Right? So whether it's Hutra, Bechuya, the Mitzvah, and Rashi holds the Mitzvah is Matar Ishasach. But after Nefila, she's still a Rayus Gemurim. Only in the Mitzvah it's Matar. If I do something that's not the Mitzvah, it's still Usher. That's Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. L'chor, this Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam should have a ton of nafkaminas that come down to the Achronim. According to the Rambam, the Yavramah, Nefila's Matur, once she's in a Parsha, there's Eshazach disappeared. According to Rashi, no, she's still a Rayas to me. It's just that the B'mitzvah, it's Mahotor Dechuya. So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is obviously, what if there's a Nefila, but I'm not doing the mitzvah, right? What if there's a Nefila, but I'm not doing the mitzvah? So one example is Kedusha Kesef. You know, the Nefila, I'm not doing a mitzvah, is it Chal or is it not Chal? Well, theoretically, meaning everyone thinks it's not Chal. But what if I'm Mamish Boa without doing the mitzvah? Now that's the question. Can we have a nice, healthy tint of an Afgamina where a Yavam is Boa the Yavam, and there was a Nefila, but he's not doing a mitzvah, right? At first glance, it seems a little tricky. If there's a Nefila and he's Boa of her, then there's also a mitzvah, so what's an Afgamina? But the Achronim come up with... So the Achronim come with many nafkaminas. One example, what are the nafkaminas? There's a whole type of nafkamina, which is, right, bia, right, she'ena mitzvah. But there wasn't a fila leave, right? What's one example? One example is Now, what do I mean by bli kavana? Do I mean shogeg and ones? Is that a good enough kamina? What about shogeg and ones? No, it doesn't seem to be a good enough kamina, because what do we know in the sixth parak? Sounds like shogeg and ones. Taki counts as a mitzvah, right? That means kona. Well, you've been to a bein.
So, no. Your kona, you have to din that you're in the matzah of with this woman.
Okay.
You didn't get the time to mitzvah give
them. Okay, exactly. Very good. So the truth is, we're not so sure if shogeg and ones is a mitzvah or not. All the mishnah says is kona. It doesn't say whether it's a mitzvah or not, right? That's an excellent point. But we're not sure if it's a mitzvah or not. We're not sure. Does kona mean it's a mitzvah, or maybe it's kona without a mitzvah?
The Gemara understands kona is not focused around the mitzvah. Is kona, it's all among this.
Kona for everything or not.
It's all among this.
Right. So, for sure, but I just want an even clearer example. What's an example of bia that's not even kona and for sure is not a mitzvah? What's less than shogeg and ones? Anyone? Misasik, right? What about bia misasik, right? What's misasik? Not, you know, someone forced me. That's ones, but I know what I'm doing. Not even I thought she was Rachel and she's Leah. No, that's shogeg. But what about misasik? I fell off the gog and landed on his yavama. Or, okay, there's other, you know, he miscavim something that's not bia and ended up being boel his yavama. The whole question, you know, miscavim the behema, does that count as shogeg or as misasik? Well, let's say he fell off the gog. So, okay, we needn't get into the gory details. That's a great one. What about bia, right? Bli kavana. What would be a bli kavana? Misasik is not a mitzvah, and maybe even shogeg va'ones is not a mitzvah. Although maybe we'll get a chance to try to prove that one way or the other. Shogeg va'ones may not be a mitzvah. After all, it might only be kona l'sadeh. They have to figure out whether kona l'some things. It may be the rice is one for everything. It's karban, it's not. That depends on the whole relationship between kinyan and mitzvah. But shogeg and ones, we're not sure that it counts as a mitzvah. But misasik, we're pretty sure it doesn't count as a mitzvah. So what about in that case? Would I be chayiv kares, since I was boel without a mitzvah, or not? So what would the Rambam say? The Rambam would for sure say, right? You're potter from achatas, right? Because it was chutra b'nefila, right? If it was chutra b'nefila, then okay. So I'm not saying maybe I didn't do a mitzvah taka. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's not mahadrim and a mahadrim to do it this way. But I'm not chayiv kares. I wasn't bowl in erva. Maybe it's even a snuf on some but I wasn't bowl in erva. I'm not chayiv kares. This is exactly what the Nodi Huda says, who is on the Makara sheet. The Nodi Huda says, Hadranabi lefisvar zukashin dibre toso sham. He died from Tosos, but he masked the Amar. Over Nachman Agav Niska, Avon is coming to Tiap Lakota, Lech Lokme, and said, Ophir is Kazi, Echachel Okme, had the famous Lokan of Beers and Kawi, maybe she's actually among a mitzvah. I know it's a little, you have to all come through what he's saying. What's he saying? He's saying, Tosos brings this example of Niskavin Latiap Lakota and Nachman Agag of total misasik. And Tosos doesn't say anything about Nachayu Karban. It's pretty clear you're not Chayu Karban. He says, obviously, even if you're misasik, you're not Chayu Karban, must be Hutra Benefila. But if you held only the mitzvah was matter, then l'chori you would say chayim chatos in that case. L'chori you'd say chayim chatos against this Nodi Yudah Diyah from Tosfos. In what case does the Nodi Yudah bring this in? The Nodi Yudah brings this in really to bring a proof about another parallel nafkamina. What's the parallel nafkamina Nodi Yudah is originally interested in? What about bia? Now here, right, everyone's going to say, right, everyone here went to YU, right? So we're all going to say, what are you talking about bia without a kinyan? It is a mitzvah without a kinyan. Don't you know the whole Rechaim, how you don't need a kinyan for Yidin, the Chalitza? Everyone knows the Rechaim in the fourth part of Yidin, the Chalitza, right? That's like, maybe we do or don't know, you know, Mishnayis, Yavama said, and what Gemara said. Everyone knows that Rechaim. Okay, but that Rechaim is only B'shitas HaRambam, and it's not even Burr that Shitas HaRambam, although it is Burr Shitas HaRashba. There are Rishonim all that way, but many Rishonim, right? The Ritva and the Tosus Rush, many Rishonim hold that Ein Davar Shem Erev Pachas Mishnayim, Yibam doesn't count. It's not a mitzvah if you don't have Eidim. It's enough for them to see the Yichud. But you need Eidim to have the mitzvah. So, again, Liman the Omar, that you need Eidim Kiyam against the famous Reb Chaim that's in the back of our heads. So if you assume you need 8 Kiyam through the mitzvah of Yibam, What if I do B without any kiyum? So I didn't do the mitzvah of kiyum. So what's the din? So the sum sofra, Isaiah here says, he says, right, on the hidden expression, call the lokash me, the hal kopar and bala blow edim, but open shalom nicholas will also be a. If I do it without edim in a way that it doesn't work, havalei, I guess the very last bit, pogea veish nashlo bunk mitzvah, karis machayim. He says, chayim karis. Right, it's a mefurish tam sofer. He says, what do you mean? I do yibum that edim. Yibum that edim is not a mitzvah of yibum. It's just a biyah. And I'm chayim karis. I did eishadak without a mitzvah. Clearly, he holds the nefilah is not matir. Only the mitzvah is matir. Right? And that's pretty radical, this tam sofer. Mamash chayim karis. And what did the notary say back? Didn't say back to me. It was 100 years earlier. But he says, mitzchila al aldaiti. Didn't he originally have a havmina? He had the havmina like tam sofer. He's trying to figure out how he have a case of sota if he was bowler, if he wasn't bowler. So he says, at first I thought you could say, well, if he's bowler without Eidim, that he did Navera. Right? Like the Sam Sofer. But he changed his mind. The notary in the end changes his mind. Why did he change his mind? He has a deed from Tosos that if I do a bimis asik, it's not an avera, even though I didn't do a mitzvah. So who has it if I do without aid if it's not an avera, even though there's no mitzvah? Basically, he says, since I have a valid deal, and the first nafkami is the tefillah is matir, and if the tefillah is matir, then even if I'm bold over that aid, I might have missed out on the mitzvah saying, so I'm not as reason about demon the mitzvah saying, but I didn't do anything wrong because the tefillah was matir. Yes, right, Misasim of Lovamar Rai is Chayim Shekhenen. Right, that's why I wrote it that way. Another.
I think in your point one, can't you go to the extreme and say that he had Kabbalah Lehefech? What if he even has Kabbalah? He says, I'm just going to do it. But I have no Kabbalahs for evil.
Fall
in the same category?
That might be better or might be worse. That's not so clear, because on the one hand, he knew he was doing the bia, right? So it might be better than Misasik. Right. I mean, that might, on the one hand, that's more kabbalah than Misasik, because he knows he's doing the bia. On the other hand, it's less kabbalah than Misasik, because he doesn't want to do yibam. So that is complicated, and it's an interesting analysis. The Gemara never explicitly deals with this. There's another Behudu who brings it up in his discussion about the show, but I'm not sure where to go with that. Because it's definitely more than Misasik, but it's also definitely less than Misasik. So it's Tzurkian. This also might affect, this is a sugya which we will be able to get to. It's only in Daf Yod, so we'll be able to analyze it a greater length then. But the famous Machlokes here, Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what about, right? Bias Echad Min Ha'achim. Right, basically, one second. Bias achim v'tsaros acharei yibam or chalitza. What do I mean by that? This is what the Rambam wrote. Right? What if one brother does yibam to one tsara, gevalik, then that's wonderful. Then he married, sleeps with another tsara. Or sleeps with a different wife, or a different brother sleeps with that wife. Forget about the fact that now it's Ishtach because of him. Or a different brother sleeps with a different wife. Are they Chayiv Karis or not? For sure, it's Asr. And you're not allowed to do even twice. Yivam Yivam Leha, Velo Leha B'Yal Chavroseha, right? Yivam Yivam Leha, not two Yivam. If you know they violate some Israsei or Rabban or something, right? But is there Karis or not? Or what about after Chalitza? Right? After Chalitza, right? I do Chalitza to one brother does Chalitza to one wife. So our Darsh is the lav. Now he can't marry her anymore. Kevin Shulbana Shovlo Yivne. What about the other brothers if they marry her? Or if he marries a different wife? Or if another brother marries a different wife? Basically, the mitzvah's over. It's too late for the mitzvah. What if one of the brothers marries one of the wives? When it's too late for the mitzvah because someone already did more Chalitza. So this is a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says Chayav Karis. Right? I'm not saying this is machrach, but Rabbi Yochanan says Chayav Karis, that makes a lot of sense. Hutcher or dechuyah for a mitzvah. Yeah, the mitzvah is mutter. But over here, don't worry, the mitzvah's over. There was yibam, there was chalitza. Once the mitzvah's over, That's it. While Reish Lakish says, Potter. Right? Reish Lakish says, Potter. Oh, sorry. I take it back. I meant the other way around. Reish Lakish says, Chayev. Apologize. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Potter. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Potter. And this is one of the normal cases. Normal cases that we all like. Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish says, Chayev, Kareth. That makes a lot of sense. The mitzvah is Matir. But here, there's no more mitzvah. The mitzvah was already done. Yivam was done. Chalitza was done. Now it's Eish V'sach Gemura. Reish Lakish says, nope. They are Potter. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yochanan says, Potter forever. And we pass in life, Rabbi Yochanan. That is one of the rayas the Rambam brought. The Rambam in Hilchos Yivam Chalitza Bergal says, if, in what context did he say his shita? So I said once in Yisuri Bia, once in Yisuri Yivam. The context of Yivam was bringing down Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Hakonis is Yivinto, right? And Cholitz Yivinto, then Kulam Asuris B'divrei Sofrim. But it's an Asay, it's a Divrei Sofrim. It's not kares because, as the Rambam explained, me'ach shemisach of lov lad, the stalik iser arayos me'al kol noshav, being al tozer and kedushin, right? There's no iser erev anymore. That's chodesh ben afila. So this, the Rambam makes Rabbi Yochanan makes perfect sense according to the Rambam, and this seems to be a good raya for the Rambam because we paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan, seems to be a good raya for the Rambam. Question is, what does Rashi say about this? Remember, Rashi said, she's mamish and erva for anything but the mitzvah, right? Even the guy who's doing the mitzvah, who's about to do the mitzvah, if he does Kiddushi Kesem, it's not totally because she's an erva. So how does Rashi justify Rabbi Yochanan? This is a, how does Rashi justify Rabbi Yochanan? So Lechora here, you have to go into the Shachlov Tari that sugyo, which we will do when we get there. We'll see that it could be that Reish Lakish, maybe there's other ways to explain it. Could be real for me, maybe other ways to explain it, but Lechora, the Rambam would say it would be great. What about Rashi? So Lechora, Rashi would have to say that even Rabbi Yochanan holds the mitzvah as matir. Ah, then what is going on here? Saying, no, that's a separate din. Rashi was talking about until Yivmor Chalitza is done. There's a separate din that once someone does Yivmor Chalitza, that creates a new heter. Doing Yivmor Chalitza creates a new heter. That's what Rashi would say. It's a gzeres akasov. That doing the darshin of gzeres akasov. That asher lo yivnes beisachiv. Once you do Chalitza, now you're down to a lav. Once you do Yivam, now you are mutter. And Rashi would say that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't mean that a fila is matter. Rabbi Yochanan means that just hold that there's a gzeiros hakasov that yibam or chalitza is matir. That is the yibam or chalitza is matir. What if I didn't do the yibam and I didn't do the chalitza? So the Gemara says there, shlichusayim kabdina, shlichusay da'achim shlichusay b'tzaras. Any ach who's miyabim, any tzara, he's acting on behalf of the brothers, she's acting on behalf of the tzaras, so they're all makayim yibam. Once they're Mekayim Yibam, now it's Mutter. Any brother who's collates any of the tzaros, he's acting behalf of all the brothers, she's acting behalf of all the tzaros, so they all did Chalitza. Once they did Chalitza, that's Matur the Isser. So Rashi would have to be a little nidchak to say, Rabbi Yochanan's not because there's no Shaitas Isser at all in the field of Matur. Taka, there was a Shaitas Isser until the moment you did Yibam or Chalitza. There's a special Tzeres HaKasov that Yibam or Chalitza is Matur the Isser. So even Rashi would have to admit that it's a total heter after Yibam or Chalitza are done. But he says, until Yibam or Chalitza are done, there's no heter of Eishasach. Sort of ironic. Until I do Yibam, she's still an error. After I do Yibam, she's not. But I guess it's fine. Once you do Yibam, now you've done what you're supposed to do. And now the old Isha says Batal because it's, the new brothers have stepped in.
That's a very difficult svara because the svara that you say that Mishas Nefila, then there's Zika for all of them. All at that point, all of them, any of them, any combination is Mutter. So once I don't see any svara. I understand what you're saying, but I don't understand any svara behind it.
Right. The Maisa, I mean, you're just telling me the Rambam.
Right.
look, if we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, then it's got to be, but it's Chutra B'Nefila. But Rashi, Lechor, would have to be Nidchad to say that even though we don't fully understand the Svari yet, maybe we will by the time we get to Daf Yud, that I'm going to have to take some detours in Aseh Dov Losasa land, but nonetheless, maybe by the time we get to Daf Yud, we'll explain it a little better, that somehow, after doing Yibmor Chalitza, it's Xeris Akosav, that it's Menatik, the Isser, and brings it down to just a Laver and Aseh Rejibri Sofrim. I admit it's not, I'll be common sense, we're not sure why the halacha should work that way. Chor, that's what Rashi would have to say. That's what all the Achron explained for him. Lachor, that's what he'd have to say. They even bring some rayas from the Gemara. After all, the Gemara says, well, why are all the brothers pater from Karis? Ah, because the brother who did Yibam was acting as their shliach. Why do you need that? Why don't you say Nefila's mater? Say no, because Rashi holds Nefila's not mater. You need a Kiyum Yibam to be mater. Or Kiyum Chalitza to be mater. Well, Chor, that's what you have to say. There's some other sugyas that are tricky for Rashi as well. Right? What are some other sugyas that maybe are a little tricky for Rashi? For example, what about katan? Is a katan mutter or usser in his yivama? Now, obviously, what age katan do I mean? Between what?
9 and 13.
Because under 9 is not a maisavia, so there's not even a question. Above 13 is not a katan. What about a 9-year-old katan? So, is he mutter or usser in his yivama? What's the din? What? Din is mutter, says katan sheba al yivimto tigadlena. Where if the katan is bol as yivama, then she can raise him. Meaning, she can stay with him, they can stay together till he becomes bar mitzvah and then completes the job. Right? So a katan is mutter in his yivama. But l'chora katan can't really do the mitzvah of yibam. He can't be mekadesh. He can't have a wife. So if we assume that a katan can't do the mitzvah of yibam, but yet a katan is mutter in yivama, what does this seem to prove? What? Hotra benefila. And that's maybe what Tosfos is trying to say, because that Tosfos says, yeah, even if there's no mitzvah, we'll get to it in a second, but Tosfos Lamehim Bey says, he asks, what's his question? B.S. Mu'uberes. What if the wife is Mu'uberes? So, here's an easy question. What if the wife is, the guy's Miyam is his brother's wife, then we discover she's pregnant and she gave birth to a healthy baby. Then what happens to the Yavam? He was Miyam the wife, and then she turned out she's pregnant and has a baby. What's the din? What? He's Chayav Chatos, right? He had his brother and a kid. No Makom Mitzvah. What if it turns out that he was miyabim his yivama, and turns out she was pregnant, and then she miscarries. So that's exerus because of ayin a love, that he still needs to do yivam. But according to Reish Lakish, the bias while she was pregnant didn't work. So Tosfos asked the question, Alam and Haman Beis. Tosfos asked, "Yim tomer the Reish Lakish akonis yivim tomu uberes v'yipila mai potu v'nakarban." If someone's miyabim his yivama and then she miscarries, she's pregnant, miscarries. Why is he potu from a karban? He didn't do a mitzvah. Yibam during pregnancy doesn't count. Close to answer. No, it's still not a problem. Like a katan, yeah, he didn't do a mitzvah, but it's still okay. So even if he will do a mitzvah, it's still okay. At least that's what he seems to be saying. What is Tosfos and Naflama? Hey, right? Katan is mutter. His mutter is Yibam Tov. So, what's shot? Tosfos Daf Lamed Hay says, no problem, mutter, even without kiyum mitzvah. Why is mutter even without kiyum mitzvah? Because it's hotra benefila. That's what Tosfos Daf Lamed Hay seems to hold hotra benefila. Right? What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? How is Rashi going to explain why katan is mutter and his yivama? After all, if he's not doing the mitzvah, then how can he be mutter?
The reason a katan can't do that means he's going to have das, but he doesn't need das.
Aha, so and therefore, if the katan is boiled his yivama,
it should be good.
All the achronim point out that this seems to be Rashi l'shitase, right? This is a case where you see a very clever Rashi l'shitase. The machlok is Rashi and Tosfos on Kedushin Yud Tesem and Aleph. Right? What's the machlokas Rashi tells in Kedushin Yud Tes Amud Aleph? If the katan is bald, his yivama. What's the machlokas? The Gemara says, the katan's bald is yivama. Ish asher yinafes ishus ish. Lo ishus katan. Adultery with an ishus ish is chayiv misa. But an ishus katan is not chayiv misa. Therefore, if the katan is bald is yivama and someone else sleeps with her, they're pater. So most Rishonim Tosfos understand this to mean because they're not married. The katan's bald is yivama. They're not married. But what does Rashi say? Rashi Kedushin Yud Tes Amud Aleph says, "Kolomar zekuka lo ba'osa bi'al chol davar uknaa." Knaa. Rashi says the katan is kona through yibam. So much look as Rashi knows. Rashi says the katan is kona, and Tosa says the katan's not kona. So all they're going to say, why did Rashi say the katan is kona? Rashi is l'shitasei. Rashi holds that there's only hundred makom mitzvah. Ah, so why is the katan allowed to stay with his yibama? Must be, because he is doing the mitzvah. So, right? What is Rashi going to say? One answer is that Rashi, Lishitase, in Kiddushin, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, holds that the katan is koneh. You thought the katan can't have a wife. Right? Everyone thought a katan can't have a wife. No, a katan can't have a wife in normal circumstances. He doesn't have das. But we know that Yibam doesn't need das. Therefore, a katan taki can have a wife, and he is kona. He did do the mitzvah. Ah, the Gemara says it doesn't really count. Mitrabanan, like they didn't let it count to the full marriage till he became a gadol. But midoraisa, right? Midoraisa, he was kona. So l'chora, the answer is that's Rashi l'shitase. Rashi holds hutra of a mitzvah, so how could a katan? Rashi holds hutra of a mitzvah, so how could a katan be mutter? The answer is a katan is also a mitzvah. A katan is also kona. Who says a katan can't do yiba? Katan can do yiba. He can be kona. The Rashi gets into another problem though in the original Rai of Tosos. What about right? Baal yivimto. Meuberes vihipila, and lefi Reish Lakish, right? We hold like Reish Lakish. She'eno konet Reish Lakish holds bias muberes lashmi bia, right? Bias muberes doesn't count. Chalitz muberes don't count. While she's pregnant, you weren't konet. Didn't count. While she's pregnant, it didn't count. Yes. So what's the dig? The guy was bald, his yivama, turned out she was pregnant, and luckily, I guess, in one sense, she miscarried. Right? So, now the mitzvah of yivam, but at the time, he wasn't kona. So if he wasn't kona, then, what's the din? Let's look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Lamed Hei Amud Beis, middle of the sixth line, Hakonis is yivimto menim tzeis muberes v'yolda. If someone marries his yivama, of course, why is this situation never supposed to come up anyway? He's supposed to wait 3 months for this reason. But let's say, I guess he didn't. It turned out she was pregnant and she gives birth. If she gives birth to a healthy baby, then there's no yivim at all. He was just boiled like shizachet. Yotziv avem makarban. He has to have to get divorced and bring karachatos. Vim ein vlad shalkevim. What if she miscarries? Yekayim, then he can stay married to her. Okay, sounds pretty clearly like he's chayav a carbon or pater from a carbon. Sounds like he's pater, right? If she gives birth to a healthy baby, he's chayav carbon. She miscarries, his pater. So, why is she pater from a carbon? That's Tosfos Gash. Tosfos says, he didn't do a mitzvah. Why is she pater from a carbon? Taka, this is a case where there wasn't a igloi milsim, I'm afraid there isn't a fila, because she's muberes. But he didn't do a mitzvah, because bia while she was pregnant didn't help. He had to wait till after she was pregnant, till after she miscarried. So, why is he pater from a karban? So Tosfos asked that question. Yim Tomer again, Reish Lakish, Hakonis Yivim to Muberes VePila. Am I pater from that karban? Came to be Muberes VePila. He didn't do a mitzvah. Why is he pater? Imkei Eishach Shulva. It's Eishach. It's not a mitzvah. Omarin, no, that filach l'machayev. It's still not okay. It's still not an avera. Midyavei a katan like katan. What is Tosfos saying? Tosfos Lamed Hei saying is that mutter even without a kiyum mitzvah, and he says it's equivalent to katan. Says, yeah, we have two things that make a pattern. A katan has no iser reishus ach, In Beres, if it turns out that she miscarried, there's no Eser Reshtach, there's no Karban. Why? That proves an Afila's Mater. Oh, what's Rashi going to say? What's Rashi going to say? Rashi says only the mitzvah is Mater. There is no Heter than Afila. And he didn't do a mitzvah. Rashi seems like he's in a little bit of trouble here. Right? Bias Muberes, I'll read Rish Lux's Lashon. Bias Muberes, Lo Shma Bia. Didn't count as a mitzvah. Right? He's not Koner. Doesn't help. If it doesn't help, then why isn't Chayav Karban for Eishes Ach? So, maybe B'dochak. No, but Rish Lakish says she's still on the Koner.
She wasn't pregnant.
No, as Rish Lakish says, you have to learn the whole sugi there, which I know we didn't yet, but one of the things Rish Lakish says, there is tickling milsel afrei alo arena. Okay. So, B'dochak, what might you say? Is the Mishnah clear as to whether or not they're chayiv karban? What does the Mishnah say? If she has a baby, they're chayiv karban, a live baby. If she miscarries, what does the Mishnah say? Doesn't say. Sounds like she's potter. But if you want to, maybe you could say she's still chayiv karban. Maybe technically they are chayiv karban. Who said they're not? The Mishnah just didn't mention it because we already knew the idea of a karban. So the Ramban quotes Yesh Shetoin. The Ramban right here. Yesh Shetoin to say this. Okay, now. You know, it's always nicer to say, Rashi holds like the Yesh Omrim in the Ramban, rather than, you know, he holds like the Yesh Toin in the Ramban. You know, that's a bit of a prejudicial, the Ramban meant to introduce them in a prejudicial fashion. But that's what he says. He says that, Yesh Shetoin the Omrim, Dilresh Lakish Vada Chayavim Kakarban. The Lokadam is Purim in a Karban. Never said they're Potipun Karban. So the Chayiv Karban, blah, mil seeds, ridiculous, says the Ramban. Okay, but who are these Yesh Shetoin? So maybe these Yesh Shetoin are people who follow Rashi's derech of Hukkah Mitzvah. And the Ramban thinks they're ridiculous, but after all, you know, there were people who fought them, and maybe the reason they thought that was going to help the derech and Rashi. So one way to answer is that he holds like the Yesh Shetoin, who say, Eina Hanami, Chayavim Karban. Maybe Taka were in Rashi, there are Chayiv Karban. There was no mitzvah to be matir. That is one way of defending Rashi against the Kasha Muberes. I mean, this is a tough Kasha. You look in the Imre Moshe, like the out of the like Brisker Achronim, the one who really dealt in the most depth with this Hakir of Nefila versus Mitzvah, is the Imre Moshe said, hey, it was a Talmud of Reb Chaim, not the Imre Moshe that's on the Bar Ilan. That was someone else, also a big Gadol. But the Imre Moshe, the Talmud of Reb Chaim, who's, you know, it's not like practical show, it's Lundus. And a decent chunk of the book is maybe half of it even is about Masechta Yevamos. I guess in those days, I know nowadays we consider it like, you know, a violation of the Eighth Amendment if the yeshiva makes us learn Masechta Yevamos. But in those days, apparently, among Talmidim Reb Chaim, they were very much Masechta Yevamos. Reb Chanan wrote like a couple pages here, a couple pages there, some scribbled notes about every other Masechet, and a whole 200 page book about Masechta Yevamos. And the Imre Moshe wrote half the Sefer Imre Moshe about Masechta Yevamos. So they knew that it was good Lamdish Masechtas. So, anyway, he takes, he's so bothered by this question that what does Rashi do with Muberes? He says, you know what? Must be Rashi never meant what he said in Daf Nun Beis. He's probably only talking to Libet Ava Shol or something. Which is like, I don't know, it's very dachik. But easier is maybe to say, no, he held like the Yesh Shetoin. I know the Ramban thinks they're a bunch of nincompoops. But maybe that's the Shita of Rashi, and the Ramban shouldn't have been so prejudiced. I saw, though, in the Rav, in the Rishima Sendachlam and Haman Beis, he has a different Kiddush that he uses to defend Rashi. And he says, I could have also used this to answer the Kasha from Katan, except for the fact that I don't need to, because I have a Rashi Lishnasi Kiddushin, but, you know, if I that could have also answered the Kasha of Katan, because Katan and Beres are similar kashas. You know, here's a guy, there isn't a feel of the Yibum, there is a Zika, but he can't do the mitzvah of Yibum right now, until later. So the Rav says he wants to make a big Kiddush. The Rav says that maybe he could say by Me'uberes, he could say, and he also brings a Rashi Lishitase. So Machlok is Rishonim. What in this case of Rish Lakish, it's not Kona, right? It's not Kona. They have to do another Biyah to be Kona. Can he still do Chalitza? So many Rishonim, the Rif and others say, Midoraisa, you can do Chalitza because you haven't done even yet. Rashi says, the third to last Rashi in Lamed Haman Bey says, the last two lines, v'chalitza nami lo efshel mefter ahol mekom akubala. It's too late to do chalitza once you did this evil. He says, according to your shalakas, the evil didn't help, but it's too late to do chalitza. The Rebbe said, why is it too late to do chalitza? So, you don't have to say this, but the Rebbe said, here in Beit Chedesh, he says, you know what? Who says he didn't do a mitzvah? Reish Lakish just said he wasn't kone. But who says he didn't do a mitzvah? Right? This is the fact you mentioned earlier. Is the mitzvah the same as the kenyan? Maybe the Rebbe's Mechanish to defend Rashi, he doesn't hold it being Shatoan. He admits you're positive for carbon. Why? Because he wasn't kone, but he did the mitzvah. That's Rashi L'shitasa, and now it's too late to do chalitza. Because once you do the mitzvah of Yivim, you can't do chalitza. So the way the Rav defends Rashi is that really he is putter from karma, not like this Yesha Tohen. Because he did the mitzvah, just wasn't kona. And you could have said that for Kavan also, except for Rashi himself, you don't have to, because he thinks he was kona. Right? But you could say that it's not that Reish Lakish told the bias me'uberes shehi pila is not a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah of Yibam. It's just not kona. You can't have a kenyan at the time that it wasn't yet clear what you were supposed to do. That's not kona. That's not a ma'aseh kenyan. To me, a ma'aseh kenyan needs to be clear that now you're allowed to do the kenyan. But as far as a mitzvah, we don't say blood milk from our friend that it's a kenyan. But for a mitzvah, we do say blood milk from our friend. Maybe he was doing a mitzvah. So the Rav's mechadish, that bias mu'uberes, even though you were in kona, is still a mitzvah, says that's Rashi L'shitasei, that you can't do chalitza anymore. Why? Because even though you weren't kona, I wasn't kona, why can't I do chalitza? The answer is, once you do the mitzvah of Yibam, it's too late to do the mitzvah of chalitza. That's the Rav's Mechadish, the Aflam and Hebe Beis. So we have two ways to defend Rashi in the Staf Kamina. Again, the pashtus of Reish Lakish is the pashtus of the sugya, the way we paskin like Reish Lakish, is that Bias Mu'uberes is not a mitzvah, and yet you're a positive carbon, proves Chosher of Nefila. But Rashi can either get out of it by saying, Papi, you're Chayim of carbon, like the Toin, or Rashi can get out of it like the Rav by saying, you did a mitzvah, you just weren't kona, but you did a mitzvah.
Then you have to hold it as Chosher of Nefila, because if it's not Chosher of Nefila and love with no mitzvah, you couldn't be Makayim the mitzvah if there was an Easter. You're redoing the mitzvah with Kol Miser.
No, because it's Hutra b'mitzvah. Once I'm doing the mitzvah, it's Hutra. That's all of Hutra b'mitzvah says. It wasn't Hutra until I did the mitzvah. So that's two ways of defending that Rashi. One based on the Yesh Tona and Ramban. One based on the Rav. I'll just mention one other. And the truth is that if you look at Tosin, the Chaf and Aleph, I put that in brackets. Tosin and Chaf and Aleph is nota more to sound like there is a mitzvah by Katan. Unlike Tosin Daf Lamed Hey, Amid Beis. So Tosin Daf Chaf and Aleph, again, why all the Tosin don't sound the same way is always a bit of a mystery. Maybe it's because of the multiple authorship, meaning even within one set of Tosin, right, there were different people talking in different places. But in Daf Chaf and Aleph, Tosin is trying to prove that even if you're not fertile, it still counts as Yibam. He said, look at Katan. That sounds like Katan does count as Yibam because he's trying to bring a proof. That even a bia she'ina worilas come a shame, you know. He says, "I'll prove to you that even a bia that has no potential for appropriation counts as yibam. After all, bia shel kedarka counts. That clearly cannot lead to pregnancy, and katan counts. So Tosfos seem to assume that katan really counts as yibam, which would fit one of these explanations for hutra b'mitzvah as opposed to hutra b'nefila. Right? Why couldn't he just have said?" Don't bring rice from cotton. That's talking not a mitzvah. It's just a heter. No, Tosfos thought cotton was a mitzvah b'chor. The last stuff to me is very involved, and it's very complex to go through all the different cases in the Rishonim Daf Mem Aleph. What about Yevama Shehutra v'Nesra v'Chazer v'Hutra? Okay, this is meaning the Yevama fell for Yibam and then became a Arayus and then stopped being a Arayus. What's the classic example? Right. So, right, someone's brother dies, and they have a Yavama now. And then, I'm a Kaddish, my Yavama's sister. Once I'm a Kaddish, her sister, now she's usher to me. But then her sister dies, right? That's the only erva that death is Mater. So I'm a Kaddish, her sister, then her sister dies. Now she goes back and becomes Mutter. So what exactly is the din here? What's the case? Big sugya later on. Lamaisa, you know what the Rashba says?
The Rashba says very clearly that when a Kaddish sister, then her sister dies, there's no more mitzvah of Yibam. There's no more, the mitzvah of Yibam is over. She's just still mutter to be, because once she's mutter, benefilo, she's mutter. Right? So the Rashba says that's another case where you can have nefilo without a mitzvah. He admits that the temporary erva, the achos isha, was mevatel the mitzvah. But there's still a heter. So, I get the, you know, we will make this a little more complicated later, but at least summarize, what about the case where the, what if Kiddushe Achosa was Mevatel the mitzvah? So the Rashba says, she's still Muteris. Why? There's no more mitzvah. No more mitzvah. She's Muteris to be like a regular girl in the shuk because the Nefila took away Yeshasach. Right? There's still no Yeshasach, even though there's no mitzvah. The Ritva and others say in a slightly different case there, right? Other people say, no. That the Ritva says, no, that's ridiculous. The only time she's Mutter to me is if the mitzvah comes back. But what if the mitzvah wouldn't come back? The Ritva happens to think it depends if there was another brother or not. If there was another brother, then the mitzvah comes back. If I was the only brother, the mitzvah's gone. If I was the only brother, the mitzvah's gone, then she's an Eishasach, right? So the Ritva there say that no, now there's an Isser of Eishasach in a case. They're not talking about the exact same case. Okay, I'm skipping over some of the details. But the Ritva says if the mitzvah goes away, there's Eishasach. Well, the Rashi says, no, the mitzvah disappeared. There's still a heter, and a filah was matir. So that seems to be another nafkamina of this very, very fundamental chakira. Okay, this is, I am not denying that one could be even more subtle, if one would so desire, and perhaps we'll get into this a little later when we get to nafkamina and aleph. But this is a very, very fundamental chakira in understanding what happened to Eishasach here, kutra dechuya, and even more interestingly, mitzvah versus nafilah, kutra or dechuya b'mitzvah, versus Nefila, and that had many nafkaminas, because the Rishonim and Achronim managed to come with tons of hekatemtzes, where you have a Nefila, but yet you're not doing the mitzvah. And in many of their cases, like classic Sam Sofer, Nod Bihuda, right? That's Taka nafkamina l'maiso, whether you're chayef chatas or bother machatas, if you are bol, you're nivamba, without doing the mitzvah, whether it's because of lack of edikiyim or lack of kavana, or because Yitim and Chalitza was already done, or because, which then we have to get out somehow, or Katan, or Me'uberes, or, she became an Achos Isha. Okay, and we will leave it at that. We'll leave it at that for now. The going on in the Gemara then, ready to go a little weiter, I mentioned earlier, well, let's look at the Gemara. We're up to Daf. That was a little tangent based on Abba Shaul. We're up to Daf Gimel and Aleph near the bottom. The Gemara says, really at the bottom, in Yom Zerishin Lutimai, I'm going to say Lutimai, it says 15 Nashim in the beginning, Chamesh Esrei Nashim, and then at the end it says, Hare Eilu Potosorseya, meaning 15 and not a 16, and Hare Eilu and not a 16. So why do we need a double miut? So, lemute, there are four cases that come up. This is almost at the very end of the discussion of this Mishnah, later on, Dafid Altiud Beis, of other kind of tsaros that are a little unclear, that are controversial. Right? Tsaros Sota, Tsaros Islandis, which we discussed a little, Tsaros Master Grushat, Tsaros Ma'enis. So first, lemute de Rav, u de Rav Asi. Right? Rav holds Tsaros Sota as Asura, because Sota, it's called Toma, Karayos. Right? Sota is called Toma. It says Vinitma, perhaps that's the Weepas, and that's what's meant by the Pasuk of Acharei Asher Hutama'a is a Sota. And by Arayas, it says Al Tiam Ubuchal Eilut, 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 right? So therefore, Sota is like Arayas. Sota meaning she committed adultery on the brother, and then your brother died. Now, when she parted from Yibam, like Arise, even the Tsaras parted from Yibam, that's Rav. Tsaras Sota Asura. And Ravasi says that Tsaras Island is Asura. Why? Because an island is parted from Yibam because she's not far from Hashem. So he says, therefore, my brother dies and his wife is an islandess. She's now Asura to me because of
Eishas Ach, because there is no Yibam, there's not even a Nefila, right? So for sure, Eishas Ach, and therefore it's a season, Eishas Ach, she passes her Tzaras. So the Mishnah is coming to argue, and then Taka, that Tzaras Sota is no problem, we don't darshan Toma Karayos, and Tzaras Islandus is no problem, that in the end, seems to be less gone, because we don't really count an Islandus at all for Yibam purposes, we pretend she doesn't exist, so she can't hurt the Tzaras. So, arguing Rav Rasi, Ah, the Rav Lerv Asi, Lemute, Le'ute mai, but according to them, one of the two miyutim is virulah dadi. If they both hold like each other, then they need to find two other miyutim. Chad le'ute tars ma'enes, chad le'ute tars ma'aser grusha. So these are all also sfeikos or machlokos later on the Gemara. What about tsaras min ma'enes? Meaning not like in the Mishnah, bito ma'enes, stam min ma'enes. Right, my brother left two wives, and one of them got married as a katana without a father, and she's min ma'enes. Is there gzir drabanan to ask her from marrying the tzara or not? So it's lamute, no, it's saying tzaras ma'enes is fine. And tzaras ma'aser grusha, so what if my brother had two wives, one of which he divorced, she married someone else that he remarried? According to Rabbi Yosef and Kippur, that's what the pasuk Dash Kreshe or Kamba, so it says Toma. So if it says Toma about her, then maybe she should be like a Raigas and she should be also even the tzaras. Come on, well, no, the tzaras are okay. And if they don't hold like each other, so then Rav says one meat is for Avasi, or Avasi say one meat is for Rav, and then the other meat is for either Manas or Master Grusha. So the Rav or Avasi listen in, fine. Now we understand the Miutim. But still, for Rav or Avasi, why aren't they on the list? Saras Manas, we know why she's not on the list, because everyone agrees she at least needs Chalitza. Saras Master Grusha, we know why she's not on the list, because everyone seems to agree she at least needs Chalitza. But Sarasota and Saras Ma'enes, they should be on the list, right? They're mamish like Erba, Tomakar Rayos. Sorry, and Ma'enes. Sota's Tomakar Rayos, and Ma'enes is Arayos. So they should be on the list. The answer is, Lafisha Eina, but Saras, Sara. They would be on the list, just you can never have a case of Saras, Sara, because unlike the 15 Arayos, which are only up for one brother in Erba, not for the other brothers, Sota and Ma'enes are the same for all brothers. So therefore, no brother can do Yibam, and if no brother can do Yibam, you can never have a case of Tzara Sara, because there'll never be a second Nefila Yibam. Okay, that is the Gemara. Just a few Ha'aros. Now, really, these are four Lumda Sugyas, which, you know, we could sort of sneak in now, but we should leave something for, you know, for the Chorosman, you know, blues. So we'll save those when we get to them, and also we shouldn't be bored when we get to Daf Yalef and Yubeis. So I'll say in Daf Yalef and Yubeis, I'll just make one or two Ha'aros now that are either just important for Pshat in the Sogya or important for the next Sogya in Lumdus. One Ha'ara is, what is the din of, Tzaras Islandus Alibidur of Asi, we know what that din is, right? Tzaras Islandus Lefi Rav Asi is he vitzarasa piturim min hayibum min hachalitza because she's an erba. That's pretty poshut. What about Sarasota Lefi Rav? So, what does Rav say? What's Rav's whole drasha? What's Rav's hold drasha? Tomakar Rayas. So what does Rav hold? So according to everyone, except for the Raya and the Ra, according to, there are three shitas in what Rav meant. One is, we'll just call it Rishonim, meaning most Rishonim. That, Ha'arayos, they're all Pater, Miyivam, V'chalitza, right? Mamish, Tomakar Rayas, the Xeris of cause. According to it's like Zera Shav, according to Rav, they're all Pater Miyivam Chalitza, and that's it. However, there are two other shitas. One shita, which I did not, one shita, which we're not going to get into now, which is the shita of the Ravid. If you want to find the Ravid has saw this on the Rif at the beginning of our Masechet. I haven't found any place they ever found the manuscript and published the Ravid has saw this on the Rif. On Masechus Yevamos, but that's okay because who defended the Rif against the Ravid Hasagos? The Ramban. What did he call the book where he defended the Rif against the Balamor's Hasagos? Lochamas Hashem. What do you call the book where he defended the riff against the Ravens Hasagos? Sefer Zchus. So the Rabban, Sefer Zchus, the first one in the Masechet, which he doesn't have anything to say until later on Daf Yud Aleph, he brings down, this is what the Ravid says, and here's why he's wrong. So that Ravid is found, and it's found in a couple other places too. The main place found in Sefer Zchus. The Ravid says that Mi de Oraisa Holtzin Velo Misyavmin. Okay, what's the base of the Ravid? We're not going to discuss until we get there. However, there's a third shita, and that is the Re'ah. Who in our sugya quotes this third shita on the Makor sheet? The Ritva. He doesn't tell you here who it is, does he? He doesn't tell you who he's quoting. This is Yesha Omrim. The other one footnote says, but if you look later on in the sugya of Sarasota, he says the same thing, and he tells you it's the Re'ah. So, the Re'ah has an interesting shita. He says that he Vitzarasa are Kechai Ve'lavin. He Vitzarasa are like Chai Ve'lavin. What's the name of Chai Ve'lavin? Anyone remember? Chalitza. Why can't they do Yivam? Zera Midrabanan, right? Mida Oraisa, Seido Chalosase. And exactly. Mida Oraisa Mutter Bibir Rishona, right? But Midrabanan Holtzin Velo Misyabim. Meaning, he says Midoraisa, they can do Yibam. It's just since they're still alive, Midrabanan, they can't. The Machloka seems to be what's the limit of Tuma from Arias, right? What's the limit of Tuma from Arias, right? According to the Rishonim, the limit of Tuma from Arias is enough gear them for the whole bunch of Yibam. According to the Ra'ah, what's the limit of Tuma from Arayos? Is to equate the Tzara to them. So Tzara's Ereva is like an Ereva, and Tzara's Sota is like a Sota. What's the level of a Sota? Is Sota Arayos? Someone's wife commits adultery on them. Is she Arayos now? No. She's Chai Ve'lavin. Right? So that's what he says. He says, no. Tuma Karayos, Arayos are Chai Ve'koris, and Tzara's Ereva is Chai Ve'koris. Sota's Chai Ve'lavin. Tzara's Sota is Chai Ve'lavin. That's the Ra'ah. The Ritva points out that Pshat in our Gemara is like which Shita? Like the Rishonim? Forget the Ravid. Like the Rishonim or like the Ra'ah? What's Pshat in our Gemara? What?
Rishonim.
Like Rishonim, it says, the last, Lisnida, why isn't it in the Mishnah? Right? Meaning, should have been in the Mishnah. Pturim, eh? But Tzara 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 Tzara. The answer is, oh, it just didn't make it in because there's no case of Tzara Tzara. So that Ra'ah has to say, Doche Gadol, when they said Rav and Ravasi listening to me, they really meant Ravasi. Yeah, they really just meant Ravasi. They really didn't mean Rav. Oh, they really meant according to Ravasi, why isn't in the Mishnah? But Rav, of course, not in the Mishnah, because it's still Chayiv and Chalitza. Okay, that is a very Dochuk Ra'ah in our Sugya. The reason I'm bringing it in here, besides the fact that Ritva mentions it, and we'll get back to analyze it later, that it's going to be important for the next Sugya. But that is in terms of Tsaras Islandis, and in terms of Tsaras Sota. What about Tsaras Mema'enes and Tsaras Machzir Grushaso? So, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, right, Lim Ute Tsaras Machzir Grushaso and Lim Ute Tsaras Mema'enes. What do we mean by Lim Ute? What does Lim Ute mean? Right, so let's just clear ourselves some more room. Right, here we have a very fundamental machzir. It's not really machlokas in Lumdus. It's really just a machlokas in Pshat in our Gemara. Although maybe we'll get to see a little later. Maybe we'll find some Lumdus. But there's a fundamental machlokas here. What does it mean? Lim ute. Lim ute saras mema'enes vitsaras machzir grushasa. What's lim ute? It's not like the 15 women. Rather, what are they? What are the two ways you can interpret them? Ute, they're not like the 15 women in the Mishnah. Rather what? Rather, right? Right? Not like the 15 Arayos. Rather, Cholet Cholzin Velo Misyadmin. Right? Whose sheet is that? Whose sheet is that? Right. They're not like the Arayos. Rather, Cholzin Velo Misyadmin. That's the Shita of Rashi, right? That's what Rashi says, right?
that Masnis Nashmeina and the Avgav Nasira Molo Miftur Mechalitza. She still needs Chalitza. Then he says again, Nashmeina Miut and Masnis and the Chalitza Baya. She still needs Chalitza. That's the opinion of Rashi, also the Tosus Yishanim and the Tosus Rosh here, and the Tosus Yishanim even makes a deal. Why does it say the Mute Rav or Avasi? By Ma'enes, what should it have said? The Mute de Shmuel. Shmuel is the one who says Ma'enes is Aser. Sorry, Ma'enes is Aser. Why did it say the Mute de Shmuel? Says, no, we're not against Shmuel. Shmuel says she's Aser and Yibum. We're agreeing she's Aser and Yibum. We're just saying she needs Chalitza. Right? So we're not. That's why we can say the Mute de Shmuel, because we're not agreeing with Shmuel. We're just saying that she's not Pater from Chalitza. However, I think Rov Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Me'iri say, right, what are the Ramban Rashi Rosh Meiri say? That Lemute means that rather they are just normal women. Holtzin, oh, Mesiyabin. Lemute Legamre. Lemute, there's no restrictions or din at all. Saras, and it's Saras Master Rishasa are totally beautiful, are totally fine. There's no problem with them at all. They can do whatever they want. So, what are Gemara's trying to pass in here by Lim'ute is not clear. Rash says, Lim'ute, to agree the Rasser. But they're not like Arabs, they still need Chalitza. And the Rishonim Sfarad say, no, Lim'ute, that they have no restrictions at all. They're totally regular women, and there's no din at all, and they're totally mutter, b'yibam, v'chalitza. Rabbi Akiva Eger said the Sarach Ion on these two Rashis. You have to figure out what exactly Rabbi Akiva Eger's Sarach Ion on these two Rashis means. He doesn't say exactly. I think what he means is that if you had to pick, let's say you had to pick, are these two ways of reading Lim'ute both logical? They could both fit the words? Yes. Which Peirush would you pick? How would you decide which Peirush to pick in our Gemara? I think. I don't know. Anyone know what Rabbi Akiva Eger means by his Sarachians on both of these Rashis? I think this is what he means. How would you pick which Peirush to say? No? Anyone? How would you pick? Yeah, just you were writing art school. You have to interpret Lim'ute one way or the other. What would you pick? Right? Yeah, you're not a Navi. Yeah. Okay, could be. I think maybe what Rabbi Eger is saying is maybe you'd pick the way we paskin. Right? Not an unreasonable. On Taka, that seems to be the way we paskin, that is the Rabbi Yochanan, so Yitzharis, and Yitzharis, Matthew, Rishas, or Mutaris, and Gabri. So I think that's one of the wide Rishonis, Sfara, pick, Mutaris, and Gabri. Lachar, because that wide Rabbi Eger, the Havatar, you know, Rashi, it doesn't say what he meant, but I think it's because that's how we paskin. So Lachar, it might make more sense to pick the way we paskin. So maybe the reason that they pick this is because, all else being equal, wouldn't you want the Gemara to fit the way we paskin? Right? And this is the psak of Rabbi Yochanan, which seems to be the maskanas hasugya. It's clear, definitely the last word. It could be what's the reason that Rashi didn't interpret the maskana might be like the deer from Tosfos Yishanim here, because he's been died from a different lashon. It says, Mute de Rav, Mute de Rav Asi. But Shmuel is the one who said Sarsana in his Asr. Why didn't he say Mute de Shmuel? Must be because Rav and Rav Asi were coming to disagree with the person. Sarsana Innes was not disagreeing with the person. Why? Because all it's saying is that she needs Halitza. It's not saying she's Mutter. In which case, it's agreeing with Shmuel. So maybe Rashi's reason was, like the Tosfos Yishanim says, was a diuk from Lim'ute Saras Machzir Rushaso and not Lim'ute Dishmuel. Because Shmuel said Saras Ma'anes is Asura. The word didn't say Lim'ute Dishmuel. Why? Because we agree she's Asura. We're just being in mind that she can't go to the go free without Chalitza. So it could be that that's just the Machlokas. The other Rishonim said better interpret the Gemara the way we paskin. Maybe Rashi said, like Tosfos Yishanim, better interpret the Gemara based on a diuk. Okay, there's also the very interesting Tosfos Mishena B'tzaras Sara on this part of the Gemara. We already analyzed the first half of that Tosfos in the beginning of the year. Maybe we'll mention it briefly again next time. The second half of that Tosfos is also very fascinating. Maybe we'll leave that till we get to Sarasota and Daf Yud Aleph. So we'll pick up next Monday, Mirtz Hashem, from Minnaha Nimili. I'll give out the next Makoros also. Really, at this point, once we get into past the Menani Milim, the Aseidot Losasa Sugyas, we have a lot of very, very difficult technical Tosfos in. So we're going to have to put a little more time into some of the technical Tosfos in that we might not discuss together.
But then next time we will discuss this piece of the Nani Mili and get started on the sugyas of Seito Kulosase. Depends which tosos. Some tosos sound like dechuya. Some tosos sound like mitzvah. Some tosos sound like rishon.